You are listening to Evangelist Dixon Adelusi, and you can reach out to him via his website address at www.dixonadelusi.com, and I'll give you the spelling: www.dixonadelusi.com. DixonAdelusi.com. God bless you.
Hello. I bring to you this spiritual information today about the size of the new earth, which shall come down from the Almighty God in heaven. And so I give the title to be "The Size of the New Earth Shall Be Very Great." This is the topic that I give to this message. Because in the end of time, this current earth shall be destroyed, and that would be after the Armageddon, after the Antichrist global government of course, 666, that mark of the beast in the form of maybe about technology, microchip. And in fact, the new earth shall only be revealed after God's judgment day, which is the last event to happen before revealing the paradise, that paradise. And this new earth is the popularly talked about paradise on earth. This is the kingdom of God that many humans have talked about for many centuries. And it is called the kingdom of God because the new earth shall be directly ruled by Jesus Christ, as given by the Almighty God. And because Jesus Christ had pledged his eternal allegiance to God, his Father, and God's eternal government, therefore, the new earth is indirectly ruled by the will of God under Jesus Christ. The new earth is the famous kingdom of God, or kingdom of heaven. Humans are not going to heaven, as against what many people think or believe. Where we shall enter after judgment day is the paradise here in the new earth. More so, the people who dies never go straight to heaven. And to learn more about what happens after death, please find my single teaching. Find one or two of my teachings. One of it is where people go after they die. And the second one is something is happening in hell. Just try to look for these messages and listen to them. Then you will know about what happens when people die. And God is already building a new earth with built-in or already made real estate. Because Jesus said there are many mansions in the paradise, in that paradise. And Jesus continued to say that if the new earth will not have already made estate, he would have told us and not lie about it. Because in that God's city, in that new paradise, in that new earth, there are many mansions already. And now in this teaching, I want us to consider how great the size of the new earth shall be. So let us pray. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for another wonderful moment to learn from your word. Let your name alone be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us to increase not only in knowledge, but to increase in application of your knowledge. And then we shall become true wise sons and daughters of God. To you alone be the glory, for in Jesus' mighty name I have prayed. Amen. The Bible has helped us to know that the measure of time in the new earth has no definite duration, because life shall never end in that place of eternal pleasure. Time shall be experienced in terms of dispensation. That is, from one dispensation to another, there will never be an end of time. However, in contrast to indefinite timing, the size of space to inhabit, which we refer to as available land in this current world, may be actually definite in the coming world. Yes, land does not seem to be unlimited in this current earth and also in the coming world, because it has a definite measure of its dimensions. And one pointer to the definite size of the new earth is the capital nation of the new earth, which the Holy Bible refers to as the Holy City of Jerusalem. And this Jerusalem is like, of course, for example, in Nigeria, the Federal Capital Territory is in Abuja. So this Jerusalem is like the Federal Capital Territory, but not for just one nation, but for the whole world, for the whole new earth. And it has a definite size, that is this Jerusalem from heaven. It has its definite size, which suggests to us that other nations or cities in the new earth could also have their definite size or their definite sizes. We can find the definite size of Jerusalem in Revelation chapter 21 from verse 15 to 17. And I'd like to read that to us. The angel who talked with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city, its gates and its walls. Verse 16, the city was laid out like a square as long as it was wide. He measured the city with a rod and found it to be 12,000 stadia in length and as wide and high as it is long. Now verse 17, I'm reading Revelation chapter 21. Now verse 17, the angel measured the wall using human measurement and it was 144 cubits thick. And that's how Jerusalem was shown in its measurement. And think of this to several other cities and places, cities or states or nations in the new earth. Now, the angel who talked to John was given something to measure. He was given something he used to measure the space in that verse. And this shows us that the available space to inhabit shall almost be a definite number. However, the definite number of space to inhabit in the new earth shall be really, really great. It shall be greater than what any human can measure. And for instance, the current world, in this current earth that we dwell in right now, it's said to be 510.1 million square kilometers. And this number is the total area of land and water, which are 148.9 million square kilometer and 361.1 million square kilometer respectively. Of course, the land coverage is the available land is 148.9 million and that of water is 361.1 million. So we have more water bodies in this new earth than the land. And despite the perceived size of available land on this current earth, it can still sustain up to 20 billion humans. Yes, you want to argue that? You may want to argue that, but in a closely knitted city settlement, like for example, the kind of settlement in Manila City, using density, population density of 40,000 per square kilometer. And while I consider more than half of the remaining land for agriculture, infrastructure, and escape from places of harsh weather, and those places that are not habitable. So if I'm to divide this 148.9 million square kilometer available for as a land for people to occupy, I will reserve some places, of course, for agriculture, for infrastructure, and I will also cancel out those places that are not habitable. Still, it will be able to sustain 20 billion humans, this current earth. And this will mean that in the current earth, in this current earth that we have, whereby the current population is just above 7 billion humans, it means there are still a lot of space to be habited without causing a shock of dangerous population density. Although, some people may argue that 20 billion humans is too much and unsustainable on earth. Well, that may be true. Because I remember reading something written by a scientist called by the name of Edward Wilson at Harvard University. He argues, and his argument was that the earth cannot sustain more than 9 to 10 billion humans under this current condition. Under current condition that the earth cannot sustain more than 9 to 10 billion humans. And this would mean that 50 billion people on earth is a wild joke. So if I believe that the earth can support 20 billion, but scientists who I want to respect that knows better than me, because I don't know what other conditions he has considered or situations he has considered. He said he cannot sustain more than 10 billion people. So to say that this new earth will contain 50 billion people is a wild joke. Or to say that it will contain 200 billion people, it will smell a huge ignorance. Huge ignorance. To say that this current earth can sustain 200 billion people. So then, how great shall the new earth be in order for it to be able to sustain the number of humans that is greater than all the measurement metrics of humans in this current world? Because the most popular highest metric of humans, or let's say civilian number for now, even in banking sector, is zillion. And of course, you are most probably aware that trillion is greater than billion and zillion is greater than trillion. And now, while scientists are arguing that the current earth cannot sustain more than 10 billion people, it shows us that 990 billion people away from a trillion is just impossible. Do you want to think about a zillion people on earth? It is massive and unthinkable that there are 1 zillion people on earth. Like, seriously, 1 zillion people on earth? Even at 1 trillion people, the world leaders would be worried with big questions like, how shall the people be governed? Because more people increases potential for outlaws. And more disturbing questions will be where to keep them, and how to feed them, and how to get other life support across to everyone. No ruler or council of human rulers can govern such a keg of gunpowder. Because in 1 trillion human scenarios, things shall be too great to control, and it shall become a survivor of the fittest in a fierce and godless situations all over the world. We would need someone who is not human, someone greater than the nature of human, to govern us. Because such governance will be greater than the intelligence capacity of any group of humans. No matter how intelligent they are, they will not be able to govern 1 zillion people. Even 1 trillion people, they will have these difficult challenges. Keeping 1 trillion people under governance? No. Yes, I agree that there are a lot of great leaders who can manage people, who can govern, who can draw up organization. But then at 1 trillion, come on, what about challenges of resources? There will be challenges even to get the resources to get the society going. No matter how intelligent the leaders are. And I remember that one day I read a publication on Vox, and it has this title of Nigeria Too Big to Govern. And you know what? Some politicians and ordinary citizens alike, they did agree. Whereas the fact is that Nigeria is not too big to govern, but it is the intelligence of the current leaders of Nigeria that lacks the capacity to govern the nation to success in its size, this current size, and in its diversity. Because when more intelligent leaders get the leadership offices of Nigeria, they can turn the nation around with almost immediate and unprecedented growth and development. However, and I will reiterate this, at 1 trillion people, no group of humans, no matter how intelligent they are, no single ruler or unitary group of rulers can govern the world with 1 trillion people. There will be violence, gross abuse of human rights, and constant anarchy at short reigns of each ruler. Just imagine how difficult it will be for any human leader or group of leaders to rule 1 trillion peoples on earth. And if you can imagine how difficult it would be, then who can rule the many humans that shall enter the eternal paradise, which is the new earth for the saved humans? How many humans shall inhabit the new earth that God is already building? And let us read Revelation chapter 7 verse 9. I'll read from here. Revelation 7 verse 9. After this, I looked, And there before me was a great multitude that no one, no human, no one can count. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And I will extract a phrase from that verse which I just read. That is Revelation chapter 7 verse 9. The phrase I want to extract is, great multitude of humans that no human can count. They could not count it. No human number system can count them. Without geology's chronology, and how many humans were here before us, for us to have human beings running in trillions entering into the new earth, that paradise of God. Well, I'm sorry that I don't have answers to these questions that I'm raising, but if you want to ask me whether that much people would be saved and allowed to enter the kingdom of God, I would say yes. In fact, if you mention more than trillions, I would say yes, it is possible. Even despite the fearmonger that only few people can enter into the kingdom of God, I will still tell you, yes, because the blood is powerful. So many people shall be allowed into the kingdom of God by grace. Hear me, the blood of Jesus is so powerful that it can save all humans and grant us access into the book of life. That is why the requirement was made very easy, as written in John chapter 3, that we must first be baptized after our repentance from immoral and wayward living to become born again and receive access into the paradise of God. And of course, do not forget one of the roles of the Holy Spirit, to uphold our moral principles of living. The simple requirement also includes to believe in God and to believe in Jesus with all your heart, and confess that faith and confess your allegiance with your mouth through your associations and through your actions on earth, that indeed you belong to God and you accept His laws and His ways in your lifestyle, and to allow the love of God and fellow humans deeply and genuinely in your heart. These are just simple requirements. And funny enough, many people get to accept the way of Christ at the hour of their death or on sick bed, and they are still granted access into the paradise, because this further shows more about the goodness of the Almighty God. Can you imagine someone who lived a lake of fire bound life, but then at the hour of the death was offered salvation? When she asked for it. Just like the case of one of the thieves that was crucified along with Jesus, so many people are allowed to turn themselves in at the last hours on earth, just on their last hours on earth. This also increases the number of people to live in the new earth and that paradise, because God desired that the paradise must be filled up with humans and not to be made desolate. So trust the word of God that says multitude of humans that our current numbering system cannot count shall enter the kingdom of God. Especially because humans are not the enemies of God. You and I, we are not the enemies of God. It is Satan and demons that are God's enemies and are intended to be punished in that fire forever. Except humans who reject this salvation offer, almost all of us shall enter the paradise of God if we accept the way of Jesus Christ only. But imagine someone who accepted Jesus on his dying sickbed and having not done enough for God's kingdom while alive and in good health. Such person's name may be written in the book of life for real, but of course by the last minute grace, and may be allowed into the paradise of God after the judgment day. But such person cannot be very great in the eternal paradise. Why? Because he did not work for his eternal living in his first life. He had not enough in savings, in good works, for that eternal paradise. Although he enters, but he or she cannot become great, although there will be no gender in that coming kingdom. So he cannot become great. This is why it is good to accept Jesus early enough and work so much for the kingdom through sacrifice to amass wealth and power, not here on earth, but in that eternal paradise. So whatever we invest here, our time, our resources, whatever it is that we invest in this earth, we shall reap it in the eternal paradise, even beginning from now until forever in that new earth. And like I said the other time, that word to me about the massive number of people to enter the kingdom of God is like a coin having two sides. And the second side for my concern is that the available space and resources, how is it going to be sufficient to contain us? And the phrase from that Revelation chapter 7 verse 9 again, the Bible says, great multitude that mankind cannot number. Mankind, I'm reading KJV right now. The great multitude that mankind cannot number. This shows that the number of these multitudes is greater than our numbering system, than the numbering system of humankind. This may mean to be greater than zillion. Well, I don't know. And anything humans know above zillion. Just imagine that. And I find that challenging to visualize. But the Holy Bible book of Revelation cannot be lying. What shall these multitudes eat? What shall be their jobs, their salaries, unemployment rate, and whatever shall they live or survive on? We must definitely need someone called Jireh, which also means the provider, to prove his name by supplying these much needed resources for zillions of people. The same Jehovah Jireh who feeds the uncountable angels in heaven. Or maybe you don't know that even the angels eat, they have food, they eat. But the Holy Bible holds a record that God fed Israelites in the wilderness with the food of the angels. So from there you can know that the angels, they even have their own food. This means that angels eat, and to consider their massive population, who is able to provide the food for the angels? We need that same person who provides for the angel, that spirit being greater than human capacity, to provide for us and to govern us in order to maintain law and order, to maintain fairness and justice in the new world, in the new earth. But then, one thing carries almost equal weight like food, and that is the space or accommodation for each and every one. Yes, we should first ask, where shall we live? I mean, these multitudes of humans saved by the grace of blood of Jesus, where shall they live? The accommodation. And the Holy Bible in the book of Revelation chapter 21 describes that we shall live in the new earth coming from God. And this suggests that the size of that new earth must be scarily great. So I am trying to show you the very great size of the new earth, where your place shall be in it. Where my place shall be in it. That incoming new earth. And there is another thing I want to show you about the new earth. And that's what the Holy Bible also revealed. That it shall have in it the tabernacle of God, built by no church member or anyone else, but by God himself. He's building his own tabernacle by himself. And that's recorded in Revelation chapter 21 verse 3. Let me read that to you. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Then this shows me, as I am telling you right now, whether you have known it before, as a reinforcement for your knowledge, that there will be no church building all over the new earth or any other man-built temple, because there won't be need for it anymore, since God himself has his dwelling, his tabernacle among us, where he visits directly when he visits the earth. And another thing I want to show you about the new earth from God is that a ruling throne which shall be built on earth for Jesus Christ shall be built in that new Jerusalem coming from heaven. And have you not read in the book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 16 that Jesus Christ shall be the King of all kings of the new earth? Yes, That is King Jesus. And there is another reference in the Bible book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 that government shall be on his shoulder. And that is King Jesus. The new earth is being built by God while building a new heaven at the same time, because that book of Revelation chapter 21 verse 1 reveals that there will be new heaven and new earth. I believe that the heaven should also be rebuilt so that there is a channel or means or a teleport station or a ride station, you know, to ride and take a shuttle to heaven. I don't know. I believe that the heaven itself should be rebuilt, because there should be a rebuild heaven and earth. The kind of relationship between heaven and earth should be rebuilt physically. There should be an infrastructure, a building infrastructure that will support it. The transportation between heaven and earth, maybe a channel, it means a teleport station or a ride, just to shuttle heaven and earth in a jiffy, so that when Jehovah God or Jesus Christ and their escort angels want to visit the earth, you know, there should be a means. So I don't know. I know the construction is going to be very, very powerful in the between the new earth and the new heaven. So the construction that God is working on is going to be very, very great. And maybe you and I too can possibly visit heaven in a distant future after entering the paradise. I don't know. But then heaven is made for angels. Earth is given to mankind. The government constitution of the new earth shall be just one, as it shall be written by Jesus Christ, who shall be ruling the new earth from the federal capital territory chosen to be Jerusalem. And there shall be many governing divisions from the federal capital territory, which, of course, the federal capital territory is Jerusalem. There shall be other governing divisions down to every other nation and state and local government, municipality, neighborhoods, all over the new earth. Those who shall report directly to Jesus Christ shall be the kings, the chosen kings of each nation in that new world, in that new earth. And you can read Revelation chapter 21 verse 26. All other lower governing divisions of each nation shall report to the king of that nation. And you can refer to this as standard of procedures. So you report to the next person ahead of you until he gets to the king of the nation, until the king of the nation reports the matter to the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Now, let me show you another scenario. If there are 1 zillion people in the new earth, at 100 million people per nation, there would be about 10 million nations, and therefore 10 million eternal kings. Do you want to be chosen as one of the eternal kings reporting directly to Jesus Christ? About 10 million. That is if there are 1 zillion people and the population of each nation is chosen to be 100 million. And like eternal King David, because I see David to be one of the chosen eternal kings, because it's already said by God that when God promised him that his throne shall be established forever. When God said forever, it's not that God does not understand our language for using that word forever, because forever has meaning. So this is a way for God to guarantee David that, you know what, I have chosen you as one of the eternal kings. Can you see opportunities to become a ruler in the new earth? This is the kind of government you should want to become part of, and not these occultic governments of this current but temporary world. This is the kingdom of God is the kind of world, the new earth, the paradise is the kind of world you should yearn to live in, and not yearn to live in the best city of this current world. More so, Jehovah Jireh is the kind of God you should choose and be loyal to him instead of powers of fallen angels. But before thinking of eternal positions, should we not find out how we can get into the new earth first, and see what is written in Revelation chapter 21 verse 8. Okay, let me read verse 8 and verse 27 for you. Revelation 21 verse 8. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. So these ones are not going to enter the kingdom of God, that paradise. And now I'll read verse 27, Revelation 21, 27. Nothing impure will ever enter into it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the book of the Lamb, that Lamb's book of life. Only those can enter this paradise. So how can you get your secured ticket into God's paradise? The only way is to get your name written in the book of life. Hear what is written in Revelation chapter 20 verse 12. And I'll read two verses from there. Revelation 20, 12 and 20, 15. 20, 12 says, I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. So whatever you are doing in this life is being recorded in books in heaven. Out of it you shall be judged. Now Revelation chapter 20 verse 15 says, anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Do you know why? The day that people's name gets into the book of life, it is the day that they become born again, the day that they are baptized by full immersion in water, and after which they prayed for the Holy Ghost baptism. So the Holy Ghost baptism comes from Jesus Christ. He does that. But that physical full immersion water baptism is what you must take effort to do. So when you have fulfilled your part, Jesus Christ will complete the rest. So it's important for you to get baptized. And you want to ask me, how can you gain eternal life? How you can gain eternal life and how you can get access into the paradise of God? It's found in that popular verse of the scripture, John chapter 3. And let us read from verse 3 to 6. John 3:3-6. Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. Verse 4. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter the second time into their mother's womb to be born again. And 5. Jesus answered, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. And that is it. How can you get a quality status or even a rulership status or an office, a kingship or whatever position or status in the eternal paradise? How can you do that? Because now you know how you can, your name can become written in the book of life, how you can accept this salvation offer is there in the Bible book of John chapter 3. So then, after entering into the paradise, when your name is now written in the book of life, how can you get quality position, quality status in eternal life? What you need to do is bring as many people as you can, as possible, onto God's side, away from Satanism, away from evil, away from sinful living. That's the only way. Because the more people that you bring in, the more you climb up the pyramid marketing of God. And the more people that came to the true God in Jesus Christ through you may qualify you to be given one nation to rule. Because when there are as many, as much as a nation, then come on, maybe they will become your people. You become their king under King Jesus, and Jesus under the Almighty God. How to bring people to God's side is through the Holy Bible enlightenment and not the Buddhism kind of enlightenment or yoga. Show them the truth in the Word of God and teach them God's ways and God's commands. One sure way to become great in God's eternal life is to teach the commandments and the ways of God to the people and to desist from saying that God's laws are now obsolete because of New Age, or that God is now a myth, and worst is that God is dead. Because if you continue to do so, even if you eventually accept the way of Christ at the hour of your death, you shall be one of the least people in the paradise, very far away from greatness. And let me read something to you that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 19. He said, therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches other people accordingly will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. So this is showing us that there are hierarchies in the kingdom of heaven. I continue to read, but whoever practices and teaches the commandments of God will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. They practice it and encourage other people to keep the laws of God. These ones shall ascend into higher hierarchies in God's kingdom. And any civilization anywhere that sets itself against the commands of God and what he has ordained in the world order, whosoever set themselves against this is satanic, and you must resist them. You must resist it. You must receive the organization or institution, and you should try to teach others to resist it. And instead of conforming with them, to choose God's way, God's standard of living, God's instructions, God's commandments. And it shall be well with us in the name of Jesus Christ. I've been trying to show you what the size of the new earth shall be. It shall be very great. But will you be there in that paradise or in eternal fire with Satan and fallen angels? The fallen angels are now called demons, and they are also the same spirit behind idols. Every idol has a spirit behind it. They are fallen angels. And if you make it into the eternal paradise of God, that is, if you make it there, shall you be great in there or just among the masses? Hear me. Although the least person in the paradise of God has a better standard of living, far more than rulers of the wealthiest nations in today's world, in this current earth. But do you not desire a great status in the paradise? Do you not? Let us work together on your repentance. I can help you. I can help you with your conversion. I can help you with your baptism by full immersion. I can help you have the understanding of the way of Christ. And we can work together to get more people onto God's side. Does not matter if you, whether you are the creator of the world or not. But the moment you are sharing, you are spreading the word. And then your reward is sure. No one can steal your reward. No one steals in that place. So I encourage you, not only should you find out the laws of God and abide and live by them, encourage other people to do so as well. Bring as many as you can to the side of God through Jesus Christ. Let them know the reality of this kingdom of God that is coming, the new earth, the new paradise. And then we can all enjoy together. It shall be partying, it shall be feasting. It's going to be a very, very, very great life in that paradise. You don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. We should be there. We should rock it. We should enjoy our lives forevermore. Please don't get punished along with Satan. Come to Jesus. John chapter 3 is sure. And it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember this. The size of the new earth shall be scarily great. It shall be very, very great. And don't worry about the resources. We have God. We have Jehovah Jireh. And Jesus, our King, is always there for us. He is able. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
You are listening to Evangelist Dixon Adelusi, and you can reach out to him via his website address at www.dixonadelusi.com, and I'll give you the spelling: www.dixonadelusi.com. Dixon Adelusi.com. God bless you.